Good morning, everyone. Things are changing around each of our homes. I know for our house, it's got really quiet at our house. Kathy and I are the only two here, and so neither one of us make a whole lot of noise, and our house has been quiet. And I know for a bunch of you, that is absolutely not true, because you have a bunch of younger children are there, and the house has actually got noisier. I've heard some amazing stories coming out of this time that we're in, and I've also heard some stories that are, oh, they're sobering. I think about a little girl that I heard of that looked across the street, and she wanted to play with her friend, and she asked her mother, "Can I go across the street and play with her best friend?" And the mother responded by saying, "No, honey, you can't do that right now." And she said, "Why?" And really sad, and her mom said, "Well, it's just the way the world is right now." To which the little girl replied, "I don't like the world right now. I don't like the world right now." And she walked away. And I think a lot of us could probably say that, right? Like out of the mouth of babes, we're hearing some true things that resonate with us as well, that we don't like the world right now. The circumstances that we're in, they're difficult. And I think about a funeral I just did, or at least a gathering. We'll have the memorial service later, but it was for my cousin. And I stood there with just seven of them and one of me. And there should have been a whole lot more than that, but it's the way the world is right now. And we don't like the world right now. And then there are these beautiful things that are happening that are amazing. And I think about the story of a young boy whose sister and they become playmates, and they've really learned to play well together because it's just the two of them in the house. And he wrote her a note and handed it to her, and the emotion that was in his younger sister saying, "No, this is something I will forever treasure. Thank you so much," and hugging, and the joy that that brought to the mother, for real, right? And I think about a story of a good friend of mine, Drew Nielsen, a member of our church, and his wife, Becky, and the two of them were asked to leave by their children. "Can you just go for a walk?" And it was around dinner time, and so they did. They went for a walk, and Drew and Becky went out, and they have a college-age daughter, and they also have one that's really young, and so they had all of their children gathered there that were working on a meal for them that they didn't know they were actually doing. But when they came back home, they saw that the table was set and it was decorated and it had this menu that was on there from the COVID quarantine cafe with lemon chicken and the different things that were for their dinner. And then a little note that was next to it that talked about how important their date night was and how they knew that mattered to their mom and dad. And they went downstairs and said, "Have your date night together." In fact, there was a little note from one of the youngest of their children that said, "Kiss away." Like, if you want to do that stuff, you go ahead. We're leaving the main floor so you guys can have your time together. Those are the things that, to me, just are so beautiful. I've talked to people whose faith is deepening during this season. All of this is making me realize something. That flowers, we've heard this before, don't grow on the mountaintops, they grow in the valleys. That we're not to waste our pain. That many of us, we're pain avoiders, and we want to get through our pain to the other side. And I've heard from so many different people that said some of our best learning comes in difficult times. Though we're not grateful for our circumstances, we can be grateful in our circumstances. Though we might stand in these circumstances and sometimes say this isn't fun, we can go into these circumstances and find joy and peace that is rooted in Jesus. It's why our 21 days of prayer and fasting, it's about being anchored in Christ. And I've heard someone say before, don't waste your pain. It makes me think, let's not waste this season that we're in. I don't want to come out the backside of the season the same. At one point, I was thinking, I can't wait to just get back together so we can get back together as a church and in our building. We can get back together and get back to normal. I don't know that I ever want to go back to that again. Oh, sure, I want to get back to the building with you, but I want to come back a different person. I want you to come back having learned And having grown, having been taught some things by those that are around us, having experienced some things that actually transform us and make us different people, so that when we gather, we will gather a different people, having been touched and blessed and learned some tough, difficult, beautiful, amazing things from God's Spirit and from each other. It reminds me of the book of Colossians, and Paul wrote to the church, and he said these words to the church, and these are for us this morning, for you and your home church, for Kathy and I and ours. Therefore, as God's chosen people, I want you to realize, young children that are listening, you're chosen by God. He loves you. Those of us that are older children that are listening of our Father, He chose us. We're handpicked. We matter to Him. You are holy and dearly loved. Clothe yourselves. Here's what we should put on in our homes in this time, in our lives. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish, as you bless one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Now, we've been in this one another series, and the scripture I'm reading is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. But I want to read that verse, verse 16 again. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. Let it live among you richly as you teach and admonish one another. How? With all wisdom. Through what? Through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I think that's beautiful. It's saying the way that we can minister to one another, the way that we bless one another, the way that we encourage one another, it's through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Let that dwell. Let it resonate in our homes. And where does it come from? It says from your heart. Let it come from your hearts with this gratitude welling up in your hearts. Now, those three forms of music, the hymns, the psalms, and the spiritual songs, they're words that would have been used in the times of Jesus and in the writing of this for sure, because the word psalms is actually psalmos, which makes sense, right? It's the Greek word that refers to the Jewish way, or the way of Judaism, the way that they sang, the psalms that we can read in the Old Testament, one song after another, their way of singing. Paul said, use those. Or you can use the hymnos, the hymns. And the hymns were that of the Gentiles, of the Greeks. It was actually a form of worship that they would use for singing to their gods or their goddesses, the god of Pan. And they would sing in a certain form, a different fashion. And what he was saying is, don't take those hymns that are pagan hymns and sing those. Really, he was saying there's a form of music, a different flavor of music. And if that's your flavor or your form, then use that with gratitude from your heart to sing to God and to encourage each other. Or, he said, a new form, the ode, the spiritual songs, use those. You see, what Paul was saying was, it's not so important the form that you use, it's important where it comes from. Let these songs, let the song of your heart, the gratitude of your heart, let it sing to to the heart of God. And in so connecting with God from your heart, let this worship of yours bless those that are around you. Sometimes we might feel that it's difficult to sing or to feel that gratitude or to let it rise from our heart to God. And I think there's something that we can learn from the very man who wrote these words, but also others that went before. I think about in Acts chapter 16. And if you want to turn there, you could see a story here. In the book of Acts chapter 16, we see that Paul and Silas, they're in prison. And while Paul's in prison with Silas, something begins to happen. It was about midnight, verse 25 of chapter 16. And Paul and Silas were praying and doing what? Singing hymns to God. In the midst of being beat and thrown into prison, they found a secret center of their life. They found their heart of gratitude to God and connected it to God and began to sing the hymnos. A form. Again, it's not about which form. It's about where it's coming from and who's the object of your worship. I think maybe one of the things that when we come back together, when we eventually get back into that building together, whatever day that is, one of the things that I hope for is that we're going to actually show up with a song in our heart. And when we sing, it is going to be so sweet because you've been practicing it in your homes. You've been practicing it in your quiet place of letting your heart connect to God like maybe never before. Your heart to His heart. From this blessing that He's given you to the blessing that you extend back to God. That we will sing in a deeper, more beautiful, more powerful way together. It begins by doing it now. So maybe today, you and your family could choose some songs that really matter to you. Make a playlist and let those songs be played over and over and over again. Let the young children pick their favorite songs. You pick some of your favorite and let those songs find a home in your heart. And then sing it forth to the very heart of God. Have a blessed week, everyone.